And we are here with the new North Central Knights High School football coach, TJ Eichenberger. And coach, we want to welcome you to North Central Nebraska and being one of our new coaches in the area. And if you get a chance here, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hey, thanks, Cody. Appreciate it very much. Grew up down in Arapahoe, Nebraska. My parents are still currently living there. This town of about 1,000 people, so small town vibe, and where football is kind of a big deal. Well, actually, all sports are, so it's just, yeah, it was very competitive environment. Always grew up loving football, being a Nebraska Husker fan.
Well, let's go ahead and take a look at it. Coming back, you have a few players on there. You'll have a youngster that played quarterback, played receiver. You have a couple receivers back, maybe some linemen. And let's talk about maybe what you have coming back and at the skilled positions. And let's just start offensively what you're going to be looking at for the North Central Knights.
Yeah, we do bring back Kean Fisher, who did play some quarterback last year for us. Also played receiver, very good athlete, very good leader. A lot of the guys look up to him. He's a very smart kid, is what you want at quarterback. He sees the game real well, and then he's got a lot of athletes around him. We got Brant Mazzott, who's a very good athlete, trying to get him out in space, and his younger brother, Ryer Lazat, is also going to play some for us. Then we have Leighton Fisher, who's also a good athlete. We have Parker Lewis, Colin Hagen, who's going to be kind of doing some, playing some line for us, but he's also an athlete that we can get out in space and kind of run in between the tackles and guards. So we do have one lone senior, Cade Wiest. So we are a very young team, but like you said, we do bring some guys back we're excited about. And
coach, the North Central Knights, I'm sure that you've kind of did a little bit of studying, but the Knights in the past few years have kind of struggled as you look at the win column. And you know, how do you go about that, being maybe the new guy on the block and being the coach and saying, hey, guys, let's get this thing turned around and this is how it begins?
Yeah, it's kind of just, we're just kind of forgetting about the past and just moving on to this year, just trying to preach to the guys how they're going to get out of it, what they put into it. So we've just been working our butts off and trying to get them to hold each other accountable and just kind of be leaders. I want a player-led team, and they need to hold each other accountable and be responsible and learn from each other just as much as they learn from me. Just be coachable and want to learn and keep improving every single day. We can't take any steps back. We've got to set those goals as a team and understand that we want to be a playoff team at the end of the year, and we can't do that unless we take one game at a time and win every week and just keep getting better.
Coach, you also mentioned your staff. I just didn't know how much, any changes on the staff and who you might have on your staff.
Yeah, we've had a couple additions this year that I'm very, very thankful for. We got Troy Graff, who's been very helpful to me. He was with the team last year, so he's the head basketball coach. He knows the players pretty much in and out, so he's been very helpful from that aspect, and he's going to be kind of our offensive guru this year. And then I got Coach Caleb Acaff, who's helping out with the line, offense and defensive line. He's also in charge of our strength program here in Rock County. So he knows the kids also pretty well. And then I got Jacob Gardner, who's actually a deputy here in Rock County, and he's kind of helping out with the line and kind of everything else, just overseeing stuff, and he's been very helpful as well. So got a good staff, feel very comfortable about that. I'm very thankful, and guys have been responding to it well also.
Well, coach, a new year for everybody and kind of a new venture for you as you're up here in North Central Nebraska working and then taking over a program who basically 2 months before the football season was looking for a football coach.
Yeah. Yep. No, I found out from my wife actually that there was rumors about them having to cancel the season. Once I knew, I kind of had the support from my wife and all my coworkers and boss at Rock County Agronomy. I went ahead and applied and was blessed to get the opportunity to do it. And so far, it's been a blast and really looking forward to it.
Well, we're glad to have the North Central Knights on. KBRB will have numerous games. And, Coach, we appreciate you coming on in our preview. And best of luck as the season starts with the Boyd County Spartans on Friday night.
Thanks a lot, Cody. Appreciate you.